Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. We welcome you to the fourth evening session of the six-day Parthi Yatra by the devotees from Kerala. This evening, we have three speakers who will be followed by a cultural presentation, a drama titled Dharmo Rakshati Rakshitaha. Dharma protects those who practice Dharma, by the Sai youth from Alappi district, Kerala. Today's talk session is based on the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, SRP, Kerala. All the heart patients from Kerala who have been operated in Swami's Super Speciality Hospital, both in Whitefield and Prashanti Gram, have been taken care by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization's State of Kerala as a part of this SRP program in their post-operative state, providing them with monthly checkup and medicines for the needy. The first speaker for this evening session is Dr. Anand Mohan, Kerala State Medical Coordinator, who is the main driving force for the SRP program in Kerala. The second speaker is Sri Franklin, the beneficiary operated patient in our super speciality hospital, who will be expressing his gratitude to Bhagwan. The third speaker for this evening is Sri Shravan Kumar from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, who is the in charge of the SRP program. I request all the speakers to come in the order stated. I now request the first speaker, Dr. Anand Mohan, to come over to the dais. Dr. Anand Mohan, Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams to the lotus feet of Swami. The infinite grace of Bhagavan, who is the personified manifestation of infinite itself, has saved thousands and thousands of lives through his health mission. And every year, on the eve of Onam, some of these beneficiaries assemble here under the noble architecture of these divine columns at the abode of their Savior, Lord and Master. They come here to express their gratitude for the one who had changed their life and given them a new life. And today also, about 200 of them have assembled here. These are the operated patients, heart patients, from Swami's two hospitals who have been followed up under the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program of the Satya Sai Organization Kerala. It started in 2009, and as on today, we have about 3,000 patients under the scheme whose physical, mental, social, emotional and spiritual needs are being taken care of. And it is just Swami's grace, nothing else. Not on our merit, but on His grace, the program goes on. And this evening, we have with us Brother Franklin, whose heart Swami has touched with the surgeon's knife, to share his feelings and his emotions and his experiences. And also we are blessed by the presence of Brother Shravan Kumar Ji, who is in charge of the Sai Rehabilitation Program of the Whitefield Hospital. And today is a special day. Today is the holy day of Bakrid, when we pay obeisance to the most benevolent and the most merciful Allah Sai. Bakrid greetings to you all. Jai Sai Ram, and I request Sri Franklin to express his feelings. Sai Ram.
ഞാൻ ആദ്യമായിട്ടാണ് ഇത്രയും വലിയൊരു ജനക്കൂട്ടത്തിന്റെ മുമ്പിൽ നിൽക്കുന്നത്. ഞാൻ ഒരു ക്രിസ്ത്യാനിയാണ്. ഇതേപോലെ ഈ ഒരു ഇത്രയും വലിയൊരു സ്ഥലത്ത് വന്ന് നിൽക്കുക എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ വളരെയേറെ സന്തോഷമുണ്ട്, പക്ഷെ വളരെയേറെ ഒരു ബുദ്ധിമുട്ട് പോലെ തോന്നുന്നു. കാരണം ഇത്രയും പരിശുദ്ധമായ ഒരു ആരാധനാലയത്തിൽ ഒത്തിരി എന്നേക്കാളും ശ്രേഷ്ഠന്മാരിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഞാനൊരു സാധാരണ ഒരു വ്യക്തി സ്വാമിയുടെ മുന്നിൽ വന്നെന്ന് പറയുമ്പോൾ ഉണ്ടാകുന്നൊരു ബുദ്ധിമുട്ട് വളരെയേറെ ഇതാണ്. എങ്കിലും എന്റെ അനുഭവം പറയാണ്, ഞാനിവിടെ ആൻജിയോപ്ലാസ്റ്റി ചെയ്യാൻ വരുമ്പോൾ 10 ദിവസം പുട്ടപ്പത്തി ഹോസ്പിറ്റലിന്റെ അവിടെ താമസിച്ചു. അവിടെ ലോഡ്ജിലാണ് താമസിച്ചത്. ഈ ലോഡ്ജിൽ താമസിക്കുമ്പോൾ അവിടെ ഉണ്ടായിരുന്ന എന്റെ സുഹൃത്തുക്കള് സ്വാമിയെക്കുറിച്ച് ഒരുപാട് നല്ല കാര്യങ്ങൾ പറഞ്ഞു, പക്ഷെ എനിക്കതൊന്നും ഒരു വിശ്വാസമായിട്ട് തോന്നിയില്ല. നിങ്ങളാരും എന്നോട് വിരോധമോ വിദ്വേഷമോ ഒന്നും തോന്നരുത്, ദേഷ്യം തോന്നരുത്, എന്റെ അനുഭവമാണ് ഞാൻ പറയുന്നത്. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് ഞാൻ ഇന്ന് ഇവിടെ വന്ന് ഇതിനുള്ള യോഗ്യത എനിക്ക് കിട്ടിയത്. കാരണം സ്വാമിയെക്കുറിച്ച് എന്ത് പറഞ്ഞാലും ഞാൻ പുച്ഛത്തോടെ പറയാറുണ്ടായിരുന്നു, പുച്ഛത്തോടെ അത് സ്വീകരിക്കാറുണ്ടായിരുന്നുള്ളൂ. പല ഒരുപാട് സ്വാമിയുടെ നേരിട്ട് കണ്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്. 2010 പകുതിയിലാണ് ഞാനിവിടെ വന്ന് ഈ ആരാധനാലയത്തിൽ വന്ന് ആരാധന കൂടുന്നത്. അപ്പൊ എന്നെ വിളിച്ചപ്പോൾ ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു ഞാൻ വരുന്നില്ല. അപ്പൊ വരുന്ന വ്യക്തികൾ 2-3 പേര് അവർക്ക് കാണാനും പറ്റിയില്ല 2-3 ദിവസം വന്നിട്ട്. ഞാൻ വന്ന് ഈ ഇവിടുത്തെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയിൽ പങ്കെടുത്തപ്പോൾ എനിക്ക് സ്വാമിയെ കാണാൻ പറ്റി, സ്വാമിയുടെ ദർശനവും കിട്ടി. അപ്പൊ അവര് പറഞ്ഞു നീ ഭാഗ്യവാനാടാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. അപ്പൊ ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു പിന്നെ എന്ത് ഭാഗ്യം, സാധാരണ ഒരു മനുഷ്യൻ എന്ത് ഭാഗ്യം കിട്ടാനാണെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. അതെല്ലാം കഴിഞ്ഞു എന്നെ ആൻജിയോപ്ലാസ്റ്റി ചെയ്യുവാൻ കയറ്റിയപ്പോൾ അതിനു മുമ്പ് ഡോക്ടർ പറഞ്ഞു ആൻജിയോപ്ലാസ്റ്റി അല്ല, ചിലപ്പോ ബൈപ്പാസ് ചെയ്യേണ്ടി വരും കേട്ടോ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. എനിക്ക് ആകെ വിഷമമായി. കാരണം ഞാൻ ഒരു അന്യനാട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് വന്നേക്കണ്, എന്തൊക്കെയാണാവോ സംഭവിക്കാൻ പോകുന്നതെന്ന് എനിക്കറിയില്ലായിരുന്നു. എന്തോ ആയിക്കോട്ടെ, ഇവിടെ വരെ വന്നല്ലോ, അത് ചെയ്തേക്കാന്ന് കരുതി. ആൻജിയോപ്ലാസ്റ്റി ചെയ്യാൻ വേണ്ടി എന്നെ ചെയ്തുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് വളരെയേറെ ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടി. ഈ ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടുന്ന നേരത്ത് ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമായിരുന്നു എന്റെ ദൈവത്തോട്, എന്റെ കർത്താവിനോട് ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, തമ്പുരാനെ എന്റെ പ്രാണൻ എടുക്കണേ, എനിക്ക് മതിയായി, വേദന തിന്ന് എനിക്കങ്ങാട് ആകെ സങ്കടം കൊണ്ട് ഞാൻ ഒത്തിരി കരഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ സ്വാമി എന്റെ അടുത്ത് വന്ന് എന്റെ ഈ എടുത്ത സൈഡിൽ വന്നിട്ട് ഇങ്ങനെ തട്ടിച്ചു പറഞ്ഞു നീ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. വിരോധം തോന്നരുത്, വിഷമം തോന്നരുത്. ഞാൻ ഈ സ്വാമിനോട് പറഞ്ഞു തനിക്കെന്ത് കാര്യം എന്റെ, ഞാൻ എന്റെ തമ്പുരാനോട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ തനിക്കെന്ത് കാര്യം എന്ന് ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു. സ്വാമി ചിരിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് എന്തോ പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ട് പോയി. അപ്പോഴും ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് വളരെയേറെ കഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു, വളരെ കഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു. ഞാനും ഒത്തിരിയേറെ സങ്കടത്തോടെ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു എന്റെ പ്രാണനെടുക്കണേ. കുറെ ഒരിത്തിരി കൂടി കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോഴേക്കും സ്വാമി ശരിക്കും വന്ന് എന്റെ ഇവിടെ വന്ന് ഇങ്ങനെ അടിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് പറഞ്ഞു റിലാക്സ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. ഈ സ്വാമി എന്നെ തട്ടലും ഈ ഡോക്ടേഴ്സിന്റെ എന്റെ ഈ ആൻജിയോപ്ലാസ്റ്റി ചെയ്യുന്നതും ഒരേ ടൈമായിരുന്നു. അത് കഴിഞ്ഞു ചെയ്തു കഴിഞ്ഞ് തീർന്നപ്പോഴേക്കും ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് പറഞ്ഞു നീ ഭാഗ്യവാനാണ്, നിന്റെ കാര്യം ഭംഗിയായിട്ടോ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. വന്നിച്ചില്ലെങ്കിലും നിന്ദിക്കരുതെന്ന് കാരണവന്മാര് പറയുന്നത് ഒരു സത്യമാണ് ഇപ്പോ എന്റെ അനുഭവത്തിലുണ്ടായത്. പിന്നെ സ്വാമീനെ കാണുവാൻ ആഗ്രഹമുള്ളവര് മനസ്സുകൊണ്ട് അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഏതെങ്കിലും തരത്തിൽ നന്നായി പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാൽ എന്നെ പോലെയുള്ള ഒരു വ്യക്തിക്ക് കാണാൻ കഴിയുമെങ്കിൽ നിങ്ങളെപ്പോലെ പരിശുദ്ധമായിരിക്കുന്ന ഈ ആരാധനാലയത്തിൽ ഇത്രയേറെ ഈ ഗാനം ഈ സ്വാമിയെക്കുറിച്ച് പാടുമ്പോൾ എന്റെ മേലും പൂത്തുകയറി, അതായത് ഇത്രയും ഭക്തിയോടുകൂടി ചെല്ലുന്നത് കണ്ടിട്ടുള്ളു. എനിക്ക് ഇവിടെ ഇരിക്കാൻ പോലും വെപ്രാൾ വരുന്നു. കാരണം അത്ര ഭക്തിയോടുകൂടിയാണ് ഈ പ്രായത്തും ആ ഒരു പ്രാർത്ഥന പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നത് കണ്ടപ്പോൾ. നന്ദി പറയുന്നു സൈറാം. സൈറാം,
സൈറാം, I'd give a gist of what Brother Franklin said. He said he had no faith in Swami. And when he had a heart disease, when he came to the hospital, when people started talking a lot of things about Swami, he never believed. But then he was examined and he was advised on an angioplasty. And when the doctor said he may need a bypass, he being a Christian, he was always praying to Jesus Christ to save him. When Swami came and touched his back and said, "Don't worry, I am with you." And when the surgery was going on, again Swami came and touched his back and said, "Relax, relax." And the surgery was very successfully done. And he expresses his feeling saying that when he sees the bhakti and devotion around here, he becomes very emotional, and he stopped there without being able to proceed. Jai Sai Ram.
Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our Lord Sai, respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams to all of you. Today I stand before you to share a few thoughts about Sai Rehabilitation Program. The basic program vision is, once the patient gets discharged after a successful valve replacement surgery or an angioplasty, that is a PTMC or a PTCA, EPS, RFA or any other interventions, when they return home, they should be able to reap the benefits of free medical treatment provided at such a science of higher medical science by not only regaining and maintaining their health, but also be able to resume their roles and responsibilities to their families. This is the program vision. The program mission is to help these patients regain and maintain their health by helping and facilitating to a competent local medical doctor support, a doctor, a pharmacy, and a laboratory, and providing a socio-economic support as required, ensuring compliance with Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science in terms of discharge advice and guidelines. Now, what is happening is, after the patient gets discharged, once we advise, the doctor's advice, the staff nurse, the physiotherapist, the dietitian, once they go out of the secured environment of the hospital environment, once they go to a native place, they require a continuous medical guidance and support, for which the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, a trust of the Kerala, headed by Dr. Anand Mohan sir, provided by his team, the whole district coordinator, SRP coordinators, they take care of these patients. The key objective of this program is to ensure that the patient can access, connect, and stay connected for the life to a competent local doctor upon returning home after the successful operation or a procedure. What we find is some problems after the discharge is non-adherence to the basic hygiene so essential for proper wound healing and infection prevention. For this we require, the solution is a medical support by a local doctor. Then there is a poor knowledge of the local availability of the prescribed medicines. The patients are not having proper knowledge. For this, we require the guidance by a local doctor. The inability to identify in the time at the onset of serious infection or complication and precautions to be taken prior to a medical treatment for other ailments. For this, the solution is the medical support by the local doctor. Another problem is patients, especially those living in a scattered small villages, may have difficulty in locating a doctor or a proper lab for a monthly blood test. So here, the Satya Sai Seva organization of the Kerala district, the district coordinators and the doctor support are being provided. There are some patients, they are reluctant to consult a local doctor after monthly INR lab test for dosage adjustment of medicine unnecessary because of the cost involved. The patients who had undergone the valve replacement, they fear, and because of the cost involved, they feel reluctant to go and meet to the doctor. Again, at this juncture, the SRP coordinators of the Kerala state, they go and meet the patient, go to their home, talk to them. They ensure that they go and meet the doctor, they go to the competent local doctor, go to the lab and change the dosage. Then there's another issue is the limited knowledge of the local doctor in handling anticoagulant therapy. Some of the patients, they don't know whom to contact. Again, the Satya Sai Organization Trust, the SRP coordinators, the district coordinators help them to locate to a competent person. Sometimes the patient, they forget to take daily medicines, not realizing the importance of taking anticoagulant daily on a regularly basis. Here again, the role, the SRP coordinators keep in touch with them, they ensure that they take the medicines. Now, they come across the three types of patients. One is the patients who are well-to-do, who got operated and well-to-do. They just go and meet them, say, Sai Ram. They said, yes, we just want your gesture. The second type of patients is they require medicine, they require financial help for medicine. The SRP coordinators of the Kerala Trust, they go, they ensure that medicine is provided to them. The third category of patients, adopting the patients. They take care of, they adopt some patients. If their patients are not, they were not affordable, they adopt for not only for medicines, but on socio-economic also. It is also, apart from this, meeting the patients on an individual basis, they conduct the Hridaya Sangamam on a quarterly basis, where all a group of patients come together and with all the district coordinators conduct a medical camp and have a regular checkup and bhajans and some cultural programs, so that the patient do not feel that they are come only for the medical checkup but for cultural program and some Swami's activities. Since 2009, this SRP program been conducted from the Kerala side. One incident at this juncture I'd like to inform you. At night at 10:30, I received a phone call in emergency that a baby, a just born baby, a 5 days baby was brought to be done for the heart operation. So immediately we contacted this heart surgeon, Dr. Krishna Manohar. So they said, yes, treatment is available, the T-way PC repair to be done for the baby, 6 days baby. Immediately the baby was shifted to CCU and within 2-3 days was posted for the surgery. And the operation was done. The parents were so happy, they said, we will name this baby as Sai. They were so happy, they named the baby as Sai. We don't know what lifelong, what gratitude we don't know what to offer to Swami. But only the gratitude is to remember his name lifelong, so that we will name this baby as Sai. Then I came across another experience. A patient, a Muslim patient, his father was admitted and his operation was getting delayed due to various medical reasons. Either sugar was high or he was having fever. So he was observing me that I do Ganesha Puja morning 6:30 and evening 5:30, the dome area. He told me, "I would like to come forward and offer puja for Ganesha. I heard that in Hindus, if you offer puja for Lord Ganesha, the obstacles will be removed." I readily agreed, "Yes, you can come forward." So he came. He came in offering the put flowers and did namaskar for Ganesha, and he went to the ward. Immediately, he got the, after the doctor's rounds, he found that his father is posted for the case next day. He became very happy and he said, "This is an unforgettable day for me." Like this, there are many, many experiences where the patients, after the discharge, they become very happy and they want to offer as a gratitude. Today we find around 200 patients with their families have come as a gratitude on the eve of this Onam occasion. So I thank you at this outset for giving an opportunity to talk about this, and I thank all the office bearers and the trust members for giving the opportunity. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram, our humble pranams at the lotus feet of most beloved Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. We, Sai youth of Alappuzha district, Kerala, present the drama Dharmo Rakshadi Rakshidaha. Swami, kindly accept our humble offering.
Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmah, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmah, Vidhima Varishibistulyam, Vidhima Varishibistulyam, Vimalam Dharmam Stidam Vimalam Dharmam Stidam.
Rama was Dharma personified, and the essence of Dharma is self-sacrifice. Those who followed Rama participated in the yajna of self-sacrifice. Bharata was great exemplar of the ideal of self-sacrifice. Sri Ramachandran, so dismayed by the helplessness of his father, King Dasharatha, obeys his request to give up his right to the throne for his half-brother, Bharata, and leaves the country to live in the forest for 14 years. Bharata, who learns about this, follows Sri Rama to the forest and on his knees begs him to come back to the country and take up the reign. But Sri Rama sends him back with blessings. Bharata returned to the country. He places Sri Rama's sandals on the throne and rules the country, not as the king, learned just as the emissary of his elder brother, ശ്രീരാമ. A street. A group of devotees pass along chanting praises of Sri Rama on Rama Navami day. Two youngsters stand listening to them.
Shri Raghavan Dasharadatmajam Aprameyam Sitapadim രഘുകുലാന്വയരത്നദീപം ആജാനുബാഹും അരവിന്ദഗളായ ദക്ഷം രാമം നിശാചരവിനാശകരം നമാമി രാമം ശാചര വിനാശകരം നമാമി രാമം നിശാചര വിനാശകരം നമാമി.
ശാന്തം സദാനന്ദം ശ്രീരാമ ശ്രീരാമചന്ദ്ര പ്രഭോ പ്രഭോ പ്രഭോ.
വിജയ്, ടുഡേസ് രാമനവമി. ആർ യു കമ്മിങ് വിത്ത് മീ ടു പാർട്ടിസിപ്പേറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ സെലിബ്രേഷൻ ഇൻ ദ ഈവനിങ്
ബാലു, ഐ വാസ് ജസ്റ്റ് വണ്ടറിങ് ഹൗ ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ സ്പൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദിസ് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ആസ് ഇൻകാർനേഷൻസ് വി ഡോണ്ട് ഫീൽ എനി കമ്മിറ്റ്മെന്റ് ടു ദ മെസ്സേജസ് ദേ ഹാവ് ഗിവൻ അസ്.
ആസ് യു ജസ്റ്റ് സെഡ്, God manifests himself through ages. As Sri Rama in the Treta Age, Sri Krishna in the Dwapara Age, and now Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba in this age of Kali. All of them have advised to promote dharma, and it's our precious duty to obey them.
True? But a common man like you or me, how can we apply them in our practical life?
Our Sai Baba has cited Mahatma Gandhi as an example. He rooted both spirituality and worldliness in dharma, using the spiritual strength acquired through Taraka Nama Mantra and the weapon of Ahimsa. He liberated his motherland from bondage.
If it was through the Taraka Nama Mantra, Om Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, that the father of our nation acquired his spiritual strength, it was most appropriate that you remembered Gandhiji on this Ramanavami day.
Vijay, in spite of everything, on this day, my thoughts are overwhelmed by yet another prodigy, a prince who surrendered his whole self for the sake of dharma.
Who was this great martyr for dharma? And how did he do it?
First, you answer my question. Suppose you were asked to take up the leadership of a country, will you accept it?
Why, yes, of course. I will accept it with my whole heart.
Why?
Because power, it gives us the license to do anything. Using power, we can buy anything.
The prince who I mentioned did not think so. The power that he got so easily, he surrendered it for the preservation of dharma. And the prince who surrendered the throne for the cause of dharma was none other than Sri Rama's younger brother, Bharata.
Balu, kindly explain.
Better see it with your own eyes. Look.
Palace emerged in deep mourning after the demise of King Dasharatha. Prince Bharata and Shatrughna rushed in eagerly to meet their parents and Sri Rama. They abruptly, on noticing the tense expression on every face, Kunkaikeyi walks in eagerly to meet her son. who is returning from the uncle's palace.
Father, how are my brothers Rama and Lakshman? Where are my mothers? Why are you so sad? What happened?
Dear son, what can I say? I succeeded in achieving my goals with the help of Mandara, but subsequent happenings worry me beyond words can express. Your father, the emperor, he is no more.
Such sinners that we couldn't be with you when you departed from this world. We are such unfortunate sons that we could not get your blessings before you left us. But Sri Rama was with Father at the last minute, and that is a great consolation.
Father might have given some messages for us to Sri Rama. Let us go to him.
Where is Sri Rama, mother?
My son, your father might not have left us. If Rama was here, he is not in the city.
What, brother? Rama not in the city? No, no, it cannot be. He is my life and my breath. I want to see him now, this minute. Otherwise, I shall die of grief.
Son Bharata, don't be childish. Try to understand the graveness of the situation. Rama has left to live in the forest. To know this much is enough for the present. There is much graver matters to deal with now.
Why has Rama no returned after so many days?
Leave it. You better make preparations for the funeral of your father.
Please, tell me the truth. Don't hide anything from me. If you won't, I will go and ask Lakshman or my elder sister-in-law.
They both have left the palace with Rama. They won't return until 14 years elapse. That was your father's last wish. He ordered them to do so.
No, no. Rama was my father's pet. He was his life and soul. He couldn't be separated from Rama even for a second. No. I cannot believe that he did this to him. Someone must be behind all this. Someone evil.
Death comes to all. There is no reason to lament. His good deeds sure have taken him to heaven. Now it's your duty to enhance his glory by taking up his reign. In his absence, your wise rule will make you 100 times more popular, increase the glory of our dynasty. I'm quite sure about it. And one thing more, I willingly took upon this widowhood only to enhance your prospects. Never forget that.
What? What are you saying? Are you out of your mind? Come on, tell me the truth. What did you do? Mother can never tell the truth. Misfortune.
Come on, brother. We will ask Mother Kausalya. She will tell us only the truth.
Mother, what is all this that I hear? I won't believe a single word what my mother says. Now, you will tell me the truth. Please, Mother, help me. Help me out of this agony. I cannot bear it any longer.
Presence is such consolation for my wretched self. You are exactly like Rama for me. There is no difference between you two. Still, I cannot bear my Rama's absence. What a wretched soul am I!
Mother, oh my dear mother, I hope to hear the truth from you. What caused my father's sudden death? And why did Rama go to the forest?
Dear son, be brave. Over the past, there is no use of accusing anybody. Fate of every being is inevitable. When Rama set off for forest, Lakshman tried to stop him, but Rama refused to disobey his father. See that pure as lotus, she too left me. Never had a prince been exiled like this before. My son, Rama, now has to appease his hunger with fruits of the forest. Tread the path full of thorns and thistles. Sleep on the ground. How can I bear the thought?
Hey, princess. Already we have delayed the funeral of your father too long. Now we cannot waste any more time. Get ready for the funeral rites.
Guru, isn't it the elder son Rama's right to do the rites? Is it appropriate on my part to do it? Won't it be against Dharma? You have kept the body of my father without any damage for all these days. And if you can keep it for 2 more days, I will go to the forest and fetch my brother Rama as quickly as possible. Give me the permission.
Bharat, you are also the symbol of Dharma. Rama will not return before 14 years. He will never step in Ayodhya without fulfilling his pledge to his father. Hence, hurry with the funeral rites of your honorable father. You do what you wish after that.
Vasishtha relates the entire drama that led to King Dasharatha's demise, Kaikeyi's cruelty and her selfishness, to the council assembled at his order. Learning about the meanness of his mother, Bharata and Shatrughan burn with anger and shame. They lament. Prince Bharat, there is no use of crying over the past events. The inevitable has happened. You must now decide upon your duties. It is on you that your father has disposed the duty of governing the country. Your dharma is to obey your father.
Pardon me if I say anything inappropriate. My father always wished Sri Rama to succeed him to the throne. It was my wicked mother's plot that has landed me in this difficult situation. As this is the fact, I refuse to take anything that is not rightfully mine. Brother Rama went to the forest obeying his father. Now, it is the duty of all of us to bring him back to Ayodhya. As long as Sri Rama lives in this world, he is the rightful king of Ayodhya. And my sole wish is to be his servant. Hence, Guru, allow me to go to the forest to my brother. I want to expiate my sins by serving him. I cannot stay in the palace. I cannot. Oh, sage, give me the permission to leave.
This is not right. If you leave, Ayodhya will fall into the clutches of anarchy. in the absence of a ruler, Adharma will reign supreme in Ayodhya. Hence, obey your father's order and take up the kingship of the land. Rule the land for welfare of the people.
Please give me the permission to visit Mother Kausalya. It was due to my wicked mother that all this misfortune occurred. Mother, won't you forgive this unfortunate son of yours? Allow me also to go to the forest. He is my master, Lord, and the breath of breath. And I do not want to stay even a second more in Ayodhya, where he is not.
The situation and rid yourself of your sorrows. There is no time to waver. Rama is in the forest and your father is in the heaven. Your kith and kin and subjects are in great sorrow. They look upon you as their only hope. Be brave and obey your father's order. Yield to the commands of your guru and respect the wishes of your subjects.
Oh mother, only righteous man can rule the country well. The self, the narrow-minded and the ambitious have no right to be the king. And there is only one asset, Sri Ramachandran, my elder brother, and I will go to the forest. Beg on my knee to him to come back. Kindly give me your permission to go.
Dear son, I can understand the depth of your love and reverence for your elder brother. I also know that you will never waver from Dharma. But my son Rama is equally righteous. He will never neglect Dharma and come back to Ayodhya before he completed 14 years. So, my dear son, I cannot even imagine the consequences of your leaving Ayodhya. If you insist on going, then take me too along with you. Why should I be here? Where my husband and son are not. Go, get up, get the blessings of the sage.
Oh, sage Vasishtha, this is my honest request. Please believe my sincerity and bless me. My wicked mother has caused her husband's untimely death, dragged the poor folks of Ayodhya into anxiety and sorrow, and brought unbearable shame upon her own son. Yet you ask me to rule over Ayodhya. No, I don't deserve it. How can I sit on the throne when the rightful king is wandering in the forest? No, I cannot. Tomorrow, I will leave the palace at the dawn and throw myself at Rama's feet. I won't complain if he ignores me. I will satisfy myself worshipping him from afar. I will spend 14 years like that. And we will come back together. And that is the only way that I can expiate my own mother's sin.
Prince Bharat, we now realize your sincerity and loyalty. The court now understands that you have no share in the wicked plot of Kaikeyi and that your heart is pure. Tomorrow, the whole of Ayodhya will set out to the forest to meet Sri Ramachandra.
Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Raghuram.
The way they reach the hermitage of sage Bharadwaj at Prayag. The sage who perceives matters with his inner eye consoles Bharata.
Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Gana. ശ്രീദസാദനം പ്രണോ ദേവീ സരസ്വതീ വാജേഭിർവാജിനീവദേ ശ്രീനാമവിത്രയവധുഃ ഗണേശായ നമഃ സരസ്വത്യൈ നമഃ ശ്രീഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ ഹരിഃ
ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ രുദ്രായ
ജയ ജയ രാം ബോലോ സീതാരാം
ജയ ജയ രാം ബോലോ സീതാരാം ജയ ജയ രാം ജയ ജയ
പ്രിൻസ് ഭരത്, you are innocent. No one can prevent fate. It was God's design that your mother should seek such blessing. We are all just toys in the hands of the infinite. Unaware of this great truth, we accuse and hate one another. We become intimate only to separate. We try to possess things, take pride in power and position. We become conceited. Kaikeyi's folly is beyond our comprehension. It is the part of God's purpose. Time will reveal everything. Sri Ramachandran visited me on his way to the forest. He talked a lot about me. They are now at Chitrakuda.
Bharada and company reaches Chitrakoodam, a heart-rending meeting of the brothers. Vasishtha explains matters
ടു ശ്രീരാമ. Bharat refuses to be in Ayodhya without you. He wishes to bring certain matters to your attention.
Prayers. I cannot sit on the throne for 14 years when you, who are the rightful king, is wandering in the forest. I do not deserve it. You obeyed father's order and came to the jungle. Now you must listen to our prayers and come back to Ayodhya. Take up the kingship, sit on the throne. Every single living being wishes it.
Dear brother, there is no sin than ignoring the truth. If we don't keep our promises to our elders, they will fall into hell. Father was not lustful or unrighteous.
I came to the forest
to keep my word to him and to keep up dharma. Accept fate. It is the fate that gives you the throne.
I'm near the forest.
Our parents know what is good for us and we should obey them.
Then let me also be with you like Lakshman. If you don't let me do so, I will have no other way than to die. Who else can be inflicted such agony by goats than the son of a mother who considered Rama, Sita Devi and Lakshman as her enemies? When I heard that you are on exile in the forest, it pierced my heart. Yet I lived on, even when Guhan prepared war against me, thinking that I was against you. I kept my breath on. My heart has become harder than before. How can God let the son of a sinful mother escape his fate?
Dear brother, don't be so disheartened. Your anxieties are unfounded. People everywhere at all the time will respect you. Your name will be remembered forever. You will sustain the world with your righteous rule. Don't waste time. Obey Father's order. Now, do you have anything more to tell me?
Kindly stay in Ayodhya with Sita Devi. We three will live in the forest. If you put the kingship on my shoulders, I cannot bear the burden. Don't push me to such a situation. Don't suspect my intentions. Shower your blessings on me and command your wishes.
Kindly avert the further words.
Brother, nothing can hurt me even in my dreams. Our greatest dharma is to obey Father's orders. The life of one who obeys the wishes of one's father, mother or guru will be noble, says Veda. Remember this truth. Take up the reign of the empire. Rule for 14 years. King is the face of the nation and he is the protector of the nation and all its movements.
Rama's sandals are the source of everything good. So, you are really blessed. Beware of all your actions and try to be worthy of them. That alone is your dharma. And you will ever be blessed by Rama.
You are really blessed. 14 years will pass like 14 seconds. Rule with patience and kindness. Your desires will be fulfilled.
These are the keepers of the whole mankind. Symbols of Rama and Sita, the idol of Dharma.
Oh. Bye. शेष हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकर सर्व प्राण पदे स्वामी सर्व प्राण पदे आश्रित कल पल दीगा आश्रित कल पल दीगा पिता गुरुदेव मरियङ्गयुनीवे स्वामी मरियङ्गयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगनादा नाद ब्रह्म जगनादा सागेन्द्राशयदा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय शिव साई महादेव सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंगु को मंगल गिरधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा।